This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
So what did you think of the game last night?
Well, I mean, it was impressive. And Kawhi Leonard is he's on a different level right now. I'm starting to think that the Warriors might rather see the Bucks than the Raptors, if Kawhi Leonard's going to be that.
Both of these are good teams.
Yeah.
And I said this yesterday. I feel like if they were playing anybody but the Warriors in the championship, I'd like either one of these teams.
Yeah.
But I want to convince myself that they can win, but it's really hard for me to sit here and say I think this team has a shot.
I mean, have you seen the latest numbers on your buddy Forrest Whitley, the untouchable Forrest Whitley?
I have.
Meanwhile, at AAA Round Rock, Forrest Whitley's ERA inflated to 12.21 tonight. He allowed 7 earned runs, 6 hits, and walked 3 in 2 innings of work. I'm not an expert, but that's not good.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number, 713-780-3776, and we have 1 hour to go in the week before we get 3 days off. We're out here at Sam Houston Race Park for the final 2 days of quarter horse racing. This is it. Tomorrow night,
yeah.
They are done and will not be back until next January with Thoroughbreds. So you want a last chance to come see live racing? This weekend is it. If you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. Lots of good stuff, mostly sports, I would say. Some non-sports.
Pretty sportsy.
Yeah.
But even though we said we weren't going to be real sportsy, because
there is no sport. There are no sports
right now.
Sports
going on, but.
Yeah, well.
And there was.
We'll probably be sportsy with RJ, and then we'll move on from there. I promise the last 30 minutes, no sports. How's that?
Okay.
Does that sound fair? We'll just go wherever you want to go.
Do we have RJ?
No, I think he was working on it.
Okay. Let me ask you this then, because I'm seeing, and this starts from Jason Braddock, said 2 weeks ago, I put out my top 5 NBA players right now, Durant, Giannis, Harden, Kawhi, LeBron. If I was to update it as of today, it would look like Durant, Kawhi, Harden, LeBron, Giannis, with Steph just missing the top 5. What's yours? And there's a bunch of people. And I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing maybe it's just people in Houston, but there's a large amount of people who have James Harden listed as the best player in the NBA.
Well, that's Houston fan. That's what they're going to do, right? I mean, everybody loves theirs the best.
I don't think you can put – there's no metric that you can put James Harden ahead of Steph Curry at this point.
Oh, I think you can make a pretty strong case, frankly. I don't think Steph Curry could carry a team like Harden had to do all year.
I think he could.
I don't, but yeah, but as far as some of those other guys, I don't know. These are such dumb arguments because people are just going to pick the players they like the best. You like Steph Curry, so you're going to want him higher.
I mean, Steph Curry's
Rockets
also
a two-time
MVP.
I know, and you're going to make your case
NBA
for him, all
champion.
That, and you're not going to listen to the Rockets guys' case, and they're not going to listen to yours. And that's why these conversations and people throwing their lists out there, it's great. It's well, you can make an argument based on this. You can make an argument based on that. But the reality is it comes down to who would you rather have. And you would rather have Steph Curry. And Rockets fan would rather have James Harden. And I would probably rather have Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard versus James Harden isn't even a conversation to me either.
And
I'm always going to take these guys that have won championships or are capable of leading a team to a championship over a guy who can't.
And that's fair, but...
That's why I'm not ready to put Giannis, you know, above guys like Kawhi and Curry. And did he have the best season? Yeah. Do I think he's the best player? I don't know. I don't think so. I need to see if he can win a championship.
Well, and this goes back to the whole MVP being a regular season thing. The reality is we don't know how he's going to do. He's trying to carry his team, but yeah, you know, if he goes and win, can they come back and win? They beat the Warriors. That puts him on winning a title puts you in a different stratosphere in terms of, I think, in terms of respect and in terms of where you are as a player. And that's why it was so important for LeBron to go get his title.
Yeah.
Because if he had never won one, that's all he would ever hear. And I think that's all Harden's going to hear right now. And that's
and deservedly so.
And that's, I mean, there's nothing, I have no problem with that. But depends on what you're looking for. So, okay, good. Ask RJ that question. I'd be kind of curious. RJ Bell, pregame.com, joins us. What's going on, RJ?
So is this your first broadcast from the moon, the moon's surface?
What do you mean?
It sounds like you guys are like 10,000 miles away. Where are you at?
You sound different. Not us. You sound different.
I don't really. Brad,
yeah,
do they sound
you?
The same in your ears? No, they sound like they're on the moon. I thought it was a big deal. I would have thought I would have heard about it.
No, we must have a bad connection or something.
Okay. Oh, so we don't sound as good either.
Yeah, you sound way different to us, too.
Oh.
Oh, they're on the phone?
Okay, that explains.
No,
okay.
we're not on the phone.
Aaron, why are you telling lies?
They're connected through our phone line because our computer system crashed.
Oh. So you know
okay.
What we can do here is we really can appreciate how nice it is to have the ISDN 99% of the time.
That's true. That's what we'll do. We'll appreciate what when we don't have it. That's when we'll appreciate it. So, RJ, how much did you get a lot of negative feedback because you did a real heel turn last week? There were a lot of people tweeting me condolences because you murdered me on air. People felt bad for me. They sent me edible arrangements and flowers. did you get much negative publicity for the way you behaved last week?
You know something, I tend not to read. My Twitter mentions, and again, I say this not to continue the heel turn, but just as a fact, when you have almost 200,000 followers, it's just overwhelming the number of replies. So it all just blurs together into, you know, that I just kind of glance at how many there are, and then I say, yep, I'm relevant. And then, you know, I go back to watching old NYPD Blue episodes. So, no, I didn't read it, but I will say this. I do have a tendency, De Niro style, where remember the one is, it was the movie about Al Capone, right? And it was, they put one of yours in the hospital, you put one of theirs in the morgue. Remember that?
Yeah.
When someone comes at me, which you did the week before, I tend to overreact. Usually it's like a 10X kind of thing. And
okay.
What I would like to say, AJ, is if I had it to do over, it would have only been like 8X
okay,
my return.
Okay.
So for those last two orders of magnitude, I apologize.
No need to apologize. I dish it out plenty. I'm glad to take it every once in a while. No hard feelings here. What I did want to ask you, RJ, because this was a topic of discussion for our show today, we found that there's a woman who she is turned on by a man who can finish very rapidly. What is the average time that you make love to your wife? Would you say it is over or under 10 minutes?
This is like Howard Stern stuff, right? How did they respond to that? Here's what I would say, and I'm not going to answer that question directly because either way you lose, right? Sometimes, as I learned in war games, the only winning move is not to play the game. Don't forget.
See, I'm about a 10-minute average because that's all I want to be. I don't want to go much longer.
And that's the point. And I haven't heard about this woman, but think about it, right? Is if you are attracted, we'll say like that, to a person and you're having a sexual relationship, think about the spectrum where the far end is no attraction and then the other end is max attraction, right? If there's no attraction and you're a guy, you know, nothing might happen. Let's just say it
right.
Like that, right? But then if you're somewhat attracted, well, that's not going to be a problem. But imagine if you're max attracted. Chances are, you know, Howard Stern always talks about when he would go out on dates between his marriages, that if he really, really was hot for a girl, he would masturbate before the date, figuring,
yeah.
Fez is like nodding right now. Get that
yeah,
one out of the way.
No
and then
question.
Yeah. So to me, in a weird way, if her rationale is that's a sign of how hot he is for me, that he can't hold out, I think if a guy can hold out 40 minutes, you got to wonder, well, one, I mean, he must not have a, you know, much of a life otherwise. But the number two, you got to wonder, he's probably just barely hot enough for to get it up.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, if I'm going to have sex with someone for an hour, I mean, that person's just not very good at sex. Let's face it, because
or it's your attraction or lack thereof to them.
That's quite possible.
Yes.
But yeah, I wish sex would always last. I wish it was socially acceptable for sex to last 2 minutes and just be over with.
I mean, listen, a lot of honesty here, but that you're sharing, AJ. That's why you're so beloved.
Well, I'm a generous lover, so I make it last longer than 2 minutes. But if I weren't a generous lover, I would say 2 minutes is enough time.
If you were really generous, you would tell the girl, "Hey, I'm not the guy for you."
Well, I mean, she's already mothered my
children.
Oh,
okay.
She's stuck.
I was thinking about your dating life.
No.
Listen, we can wrap this whole conversation up with this.
Women weaken legs.
That's true. That's a never-ending fact. We were discussing before we got hold of you, ranking. I mean, obviously, it's Giannis or Harden are going to be the MVP, and we talked a little bit yesterday about the All-NBA team, but I don't know if that's a fair judgment on who the best players in the NBA are right now. Are you willing to put guys like Harden and Giannis, who haven't won a championship, into the discussion of greatest players in the NBA, or do you need them to win a championship before you're willing to even engage them into that conversation?
Listen, to me, this is all about nuance, where typically in talk radio, especially over the air as opposed to podcasts, right, which is, you know, similar, but very different, because with podcasts, what you've got is someone usually on headphones, and yeah, they might be doing the laundry or working out, and when we get feedback on our podcast, it's almost always, you know, one of the most heart-touching pieces of feedback we ever got was a guy from Michigan, this is a couple years ago, said that, you know, he unfortunately was going through chemotherapy. And, you know, it was an extended fight with cancer. And one of the things that he was advised to do by the doctor is walk, take long walks, right? Stress relief, also getting sunshine. And he says that whenever our podcast would come out, that the next day or the next 2 days, sometimes it was long, his walk was so much more a pleasure. And to me, I'll be honest with you, I'm three-fourths Italian, and I grew up in a very Italian household, a quarter German. But, and, you know, that's an immigrant mentality that, you know, my grandparents were the most influential people of the house, you know, of the extended family. They lived only a couple blocks away. And typically, that recent immigrant mentality is, listen, we're in a strange place, a new place. We got to draw a circle around us and take care of our own. And then as the second generation happens, the third generation, all of a sudden now, even though they're influenced by the grandparents, they also are starting to feel more part of the country as a community. And obviously, not all recent immigrants feel that way, but it's certainly, I think, with the Italians was like that. And so for me, I was always one, if you're in my circle, you know, I'm going to go to the death. And I mean that literally for the people in the tightest circle. And if you're out of my circle, well, I don't want bad things for you, but I got my own problems. And I'm not saying that's a great way to be. And in fact, I think as you get the bandwidth to be other than that, it's really righteous to be. And one of the things that I've really felt good about all of what how we've evolved at pregame.com is so much of what we do is personal now, because it is, you know, Fez had a long time public love affair with Van Vliet, and now and amazingly before his two best games, would you say, Fez, these were his two best games?
Oh, throughout his career.
His career.
Unquestionably.
So literally on air on 200 stations nationwide, Fezzik had a formal declaration of separation with, you called him Freddie, right?
Yeah.
Freddie VanVleet.
Freddie and I were going steady for 18 months.
And well, but no, no, no.
With a backup point guard.
It was seasonal, right? It was Jimmy G in the winter. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. So, you know how the NBA guys have, you know, like, she's my Portland girl, you know? So, Fez isn't that cool, but he had his, you know, he's 6 months with Jimmy G and 6 months with Freddie. Public declaration of separation, and he has his two best games ever. I mean, how did you feel about that? Because there'd be two general ways. One would be, you know, I was right all along. The fact that I lost faith is a mistake, but boy, I was right all along. Or was it that, oh my gosh, this is the worst thing that could happen. When I'm rooting for him, he's doing horribly. And when I don't, he does not just better, but best.
That's it.
Ah! So to bring it all back around, I guess, is to me, the idea of this fellow, you know, us in a small way helping someone struggling, that, you know, through no fault of his own with cancer, it really made me feel good. But that, you don't get that with radio, right? And maybe you guys do because you got all those hours and you've been there for so long. So in a weird way, maybe that's, I said it wrong. It just takes so much longer to get intimate because it's shorter segments. And let's be honest, most people are listening in the car and just hopefully they've got their minds on something else. You know, they're not listening. You know, I sometimes joke when I've got a big point. I'll go, listen, write this down unless you're driving. You know, because obviously they're driving, most of them. And to me, that difference, that idea, I guess, of the intimacy that you can get across, that's new for me when it comes to really giving a care about someone I don't even know, because I didn't know this guy. And I'll be honest with you, I felt pretty good about, like, I guess, growing in that direction, because I don't think there's any virtue in saying, if I don't know you, I could care less. But that's probably where I was 10 years ago.
Okay. I've lost track of AJ's question because I thought I thought it was about do Harden and Giannis belong in that discussion for best. Best player in the NBA.
Oh, wait, you want me to actually answer the question?
Yeah, no, we wanted a dissertation. That was perfect.
Well, I'm not even sure how I got there. I will give you credit.
Yeah, I don't know either.
All right, I'll accept that one. But I thought it was still pretty good. All right, so Fez.
That was good stuff, but.
But when I thought it, what was in my head was Fezzik said VanVleet was the 26th best player in the NBA. And that, to me, just made me think so much about, we spent like 20 minutes talking about it on the podcast, and then there we went. So, guys, we'll let you answer this question more directly. To me, oh, I know exactly why we went there. I was saying this is a nuanced question, but on the radio, it's hard to really set up such nuance unless you really take your time, and then podcasts are different, and there we go. And I was off and running. Okay, so let's get nuanced for a second. To me, if you're talking Mount Rushmore, you're talking going back and saying how good was Barkley compared to Jordan, especially in the NBA where it's, one player can make such a big difference, I think, and maybe open question to everyone, I think unequivocally you got to consider championships from that perspective, looking back in hindsight. Fez, what do you think?
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Brett?
I do as well.
What about the Houston boys?
I agree as well.
Now, what is the MVP? The MVP is the most valuable player, which is relative now. I mean, Durant is the example we talked about at length last week, where he's not particularly valuable to Golden State, but on most of the teams in the NBA, he'd be one of the most valuable guys. Yep. Like, Fez, you were getting heat, excuse me, from us saying, you said 3 points of value. But if Durant went to the Knicks, how many points is he worth?
5 points.
Yeah, and what's the most valuable player in the NBA?
Six.
LeBron, you know, in his prime might have been worth 6.5 for Cleveland.
And Michael in his prime?
6.
So you're saying LeBron was worth more than Michael?
Yes.
See, now, if we were on a podcast, that'd be 20 minutes.
Really?
The Bulls did win 52
without
him.
Yeah, they won 50-some games without him.
You know something? You guys, you and Colin should go off in the woods and really stare at the forest and try to figure out how wrong that is. Here's what. How many teams have we seen make the conference finals because they had a great coach, they were disciplined, but there was no chance they were winning the title? Like Portland. What was the chance Portland was winning the title this year?
They were pretty slim.
And how many games did they win this year?
53.
I mean, you're not going to have Phil Jackson, Scottie Pippen, all that confident. And then it went from that to one of the best teams of all time. That's a pretty big, if not best team, that's a pretty big leap. You guys are both, I mean, AJ, let's. I didn't do the math. How old were you when Michael won his first title?
That would have been 91,
I think, right?
91? Okay, I would have been 11.
So you remember that?
I do.
All right. I don't think you can have watched Michael Jordan play and think that LeBron James is better. And in fact, you answered a different question, which is Cleveland was so deficient, he was even more value. But but Colin, who I personally love, I mean literally personally, I think love isn't the right word. I respect, he's a friend. The fact of the matter is, I literally probably bring this up every time we talk. So, I mean, you know he hates it because it's like, you know, 3 times a month or whatever. I'm like, you know, you're still crazy with that LeBron thing. Is he was saying last year LeBron was better. I don't think, and Fred, let me ask you, I don't think, or I'll say Freddie, kind of like Fred did with Van Fleet, is Freddie, could you watch Michael and watch LeBron and debate who was better?
I could, because I think you can make, and here's why, because I think in any of these, you can, if you're focusing on certain, like, who's the better athlete, you know, physical guy?
No, that's not the question. The question is who's the better basketball player?
Well, honestly, I think Michael Jordan was a little bit overrated.
But he could still be overrated and be the best.
He can be, but I think you can make a case for LeBron. I don't know which one I would take because
Oh, my gosh.
But I think it certainly 2 years ago, you can make a pretty good case for LeBron, and not that I agree with it, but I would listen to that case. I don't think it's ridiculous. See, I think that's your Stephen A. hot take coming out. Oh no, there's no way.
You can make
a pretty damn good case for LeBron James.
Is a hot take. So I guess that's a true disagreement.
That I can make an argument that I don't necessarily agree with, but I can make an argument that LeBron's better. That's a hot take.
Remember when on Seinfeld, where there was what was the guy that owned the restaurant? He would always close things and say, and about this, there can be no debate. I think some things are objectively true. And if we are going to measure by the, I mean, what's the point of playing basketball? Is to win titles, right? Because I don't hear a lot of teams winning 40 games. I mean, let me ask, Houston is probably, that's interesting, Fez, in your power ratings right now, where would you have Houston?
Houston is, they're above Toronto, so they're below Milwaukee, they're below Golden State. Houston's third.
Okay. You guys have the third best team in the NBA. How much celebration is there right now in Houston about the Rockets?
It depends on if James Harden wins the MVP or not.
You really believe that?
That's what people care about. More than the team. It's silly.
Well, but then that's just some type of cognitive dissonance saying we can't really deal with the pain of this. And let's be candid, our best chance is probably behind us. And, you know, boy, that just shocked me. I thought you guys were being sarcastic for a second.
No, I'm not. Yeah, people are really hopeful for that.
Well, I would, in my belief system, and, hey, chocolate and vanilla ice cream, in my belief system, it's about winning titles, ultimately. Now, in any given year, there can be some luck involved. But if you watch the Bulls play, at no point in any series, in the finals, or I would probably make the case in any series in those 6 years, could you look and say, I think the Bulls are going to lose. Meaning that you believe that the Bulls were better than 50%, whereas you would have laid 101 on the Bulls' opponent.
In any of the six, the finals that they were in?
Well, I think certainly in the finals. But I would make the case in any series that Michael Jordan wouldn't allow the Bulls to lose. And all you got to do is...
Well, he did allow them to lose to the Magic.
Well, that's the thing, is that when Michael was still growing as a player, he lost series for sure. And when Michael came back, like literally took his cleats off and put on his basketball shoes, he was still probably one of the top five players in the NBA. But he wasn't the Jordan we all knew. We saw the Jordan we all knew the next year. How'd he do that?
You know what? This is where the myth comes in. Go back and look at his numbers that year and what he did, and try to tell me that wasn't the Jordan we saw every single year.
What year are we talking about?
The second year the Rockets won when they lost to the Magic. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
You know what the difference was? They went out.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let me finish my point. The difference was they went out and got Dennis Rodman the next year and became a monster. But his career numbers were right on every single one for what he did when he came back that season.
You know, it's almost like we planned this, because I think your point dovetails to the debate about Giannis, debate about Harden, is perhaps Michael was in regular season shape. And I'm not talking cardiovascular necessarily, but with the playoffs, the lights get brighter, the pressure is on, and what typically separated Michael was him playing better at that time. We could say it's a coincidence the 1 year in the playoffs after, busting his cherry and getting that first title was from there on as a champion, the 1 year he didn't win that he played. Is it a coincidence out of seven, the 1 year was the year that he came back in the middle of the year? Maybe. And he's so great, he was able to still put up the points, but when the pressure was on, I still remember him getting stolen. He was just past half court, and the Magic took the ball from him. It's like, what the heck is that? That's a play you see from almost every other player in the history of this game, except maybe Bill Russell, but you never saw it from Michael. And my ending point, and again, listen, you're right, Fred. I don't think it's a close call, but it's not crazy that you think what you think. So I think it's a good, fun debate. Real quick, if you don't mind, 20 seconds. If anyone doesn't remember it, the last minutes that Michael Jordan played as a Bull, and though it's amazing when he did play with Washington, he played all 82 games the last year and actually averaged 20 points a game. It was like 41. Think about that for a second. Is the idea that that if you would have looked at that game against Utah with about 50 seconds left, Utah was probably 85% chance to win the game. And Michael literally on successive plays stripped Karl Malone. He took it like he was a kid. Went down and got an uncontested layup. How could that happen? Then they defended again and went down, made the famous shot. It was like, oh, I need to do these four things for us to win? Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 titles, goodbye. No one else. LeBron doesn't even dream of play. Not that LeBron's normal level in Michael's maybe was close. Michael had another gear.
All right. Well, to be continued. And once
not
again,
much
I had
of a rebuttal,
Brad. Well, no, I've got plenty of rebuttal for you, but you take up all the time. So what am I supposed to do?
I know you have.
We're 7 minutes over.
RJ's going to hit you 10 times harder.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'll be happy to have this one with you next week.
You know, Fred, you've shown me so much respect over the years. I mean, we'll have the debate, but I'm always going to be a smile on my face when it comes to Fred. AJ, it's hot and cold. Let's be honest.
Oh, man.
All right, bud. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right. I got to tell you guys what's going on at Carbach. 4th of July out at the brewery. It's going to be an awesome time. There's going to be great beer flowing. There's great food at the restaurant all the time. And we're going to be celebrating America. Guess who we're going to be doing it with? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, Cheap Trick, bringing the full headline set to the big stage at Carbach. Surrender, I Want You to Want Me, Dream Police are going to be playing all the hits. Wear your red, white, and blue. Great food, cold beer, watch the sunset, fireworks at the end of the night. It's a family-friendly event, free parking, $5 craft beer, food trucks, free entry for children under 12. It's going to be a great time. Doors open at 6. Tickets are available today at CarbachBrewing.com. Get them before they sell out. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or I just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Beer and barbecue equals the perfect Father's Day.
Damn right.
At 6:42, caller 10 to 713-780-3776. Wins a voucher to a fun, easy backyard pit master class from Brisket U. You will learn the tips and tricks to smoking the perfect Texas brisket and become a certified backyard pit master, all while drinking beer at a local brewery. That sounds awesome. For information, dates, and times, go to brisketu.com. That's brisket, the letter U.com. I think I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
That actually sounds fun. Also need to tell you the Cannon is opening up a 120,000 square foot co-working office space dedicated to entrepreneurs located just north of City Center in the Beltway. Pre-leasing is available, and nearly two-thirds of our offices are already taken. There's flexible month-to-month leasing, free convenient parking, bookable meeting rooms, and printing services. Visit thecannonhouston.com/ESPN to book a tour while we still have offices available. All right, now we're caught up. I have no clue what just happened. I really don't. So let's move on to some non-sportsy
stuff. Well, RJ is he's a different guest when it's not football season.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, so this was...
He's like us. In the off season, he's...
He likes to mess around.
He changes things up.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, I do too. I'm not at all complaining.
I wish he would have been more open and honest about premature ejaculation. But some people don't like to talk about those sorts of things. If your firecracker goes off before the 4th, some people don't like to talk about it.
I just don't like to talk about sex on the air anymore, and it's Beth's fault because she used to try to bully me into saying stuff that I didn't want to talk about, and now you're trying to do the same thing, and I'm just not interested.
I'm not trying to bully you.
Yeah, you are. You're not
no,
now.
I'm just
you
were. I was just trying to have a conversation.
And I was just politely.
We've always talked. I mean, it's not like this show has always been about sex, but we've never shied away from talking about sex on this show.
Yeah, I'm just not in a place where I want to be talking about my personal sex life right now.
Well.
And like I said,
maybe if we talked it out, you'd feel better about it.
No, I don't feel. I'm not going to talk it out with you or anyone else.
I am a licensed therapist.
You are a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And I
want. But also a licensed therapist.
I have a better story because I wanted to do this for Gym of the Day because about 10 people sent it to me this morning and then I forgot about it and did the other one, which was okay. But a man from Washington State, I don't know if you saw this. Made a series of blunders when he shot himself in the testicles and tried to hide the weapon, all while storing drugs in his anus.
Oh, boy.
Cameron Jeffrey Wilson was carrying a pistol in his front pocket when the firearm accidentally discharged and pierced his groin and thigh. No shock, 13-time convicted felon. Told his girlfriend to disclose.
How are you convicted felon 13 times? I thought there was a three-strike law.
He's 27 years old.
This guy's like...
Well, I'm guessing he might have got like one, like about six at once or
how
something.
How old is
he? 27.
13 felony convictions and you're 27?
I think that's pretty impressive.
I guess.
But the best part
is... I'd slow it down if I were him. He's living too fast.
Well, he told his girlfriend to hide the gun. And they went to the hospital, and when he got there, a balloon of marijuana slipped out of his butt while a doctor was operating on the gunshot wound.
Wait, he was hiding marijuana?
Yeah. In Washington.
Washington, D.C.?
No, Washington State.
So he was hiding
legal drugs.
Legal drugs in his.
Yeah.
To me, that doesn't make sense. Like, so if you told me a balloon of heroin fell out of his ass, okay, you don't want to get caught with that. First of all, who puts weed in a balloon? I mean, that's an odd storage choice.
Yeah, especially when they apparently it's not legal to have it in a correctional facility. So that's what he got charged for.
Well, he also shouldn't have guns in a correctional facility,
well,
right?
Well, that was at home. He hid the gun. But apparently he also had meth at home, so he got charged with that. So he's going to add to his total.
Do you think this guy was on the AB honor roll when he was in high school?
Oh, it had to be.
I would bet so.
It had to be.
Like, he seems like a guy that was like...
Yeah, he looks like a failed grunge singer.
Oh, my. He does. He kind of looks like the singer from Matchbox 20.
A little bit. Only a little more methy and a little more weedy and a little more gunny.
He looks like meth Rob Thomas. That's what we're going to go with. What a look.
Oh, boy. All right. Are we doing a break and then a short one, or what are we doing here? Okay, let's do a quick break. Come back. We'll wrap this sucker up. Get the hell out of here. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go from Sam Houston Race Park. Just want to take a second to wish everybody a happy, happy weekend since you get the extra day. Hope you enjoy it, and please take a minute to look at that video that AJ did with Yuval and spend a little time on Monday thinking about that, not buying mattresses.
That's right.
You can do that tomorrow. All right, let's end the show the way we always do on a Friday, little stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
I don't know what would have been the perfect ending.
Night King wins the whole thing.
This is what I say all the time about, I think the same thing about this show as I think about girls' eyebrows. I don't know what normal girl eyebrows are supposed to look like, but I can damn sure tell when they're messed up. I can damn sure tell when something went wrong with a girl's eyebrows. I don't know what they're supposed to look like anymore, but if they're bad, I can tell. It's about to be summertime. Your kids are going to be home all the time. What do you want them doing? You want them playing inside? You want them on your Xbox? You want them illegally downloading porn? You want them to be, you know, out robbing convenience stores? Or do you want them playing basketball outside? Sansa's the biggest bitch. What a move. Like, she basically just publicly shamed her brother for not being able to get it up. Hey, everybody, my brother's penis doesn't work. How can he be king? Can't even get it up. Come on, Sansa. You got to say it out loud. There was multiple chicks in the room. Don't throw that at... Don't throw me under the bus with that. Paul.
Hey, man.
What's up, sports?
Not much, man. I like Billy Idol. Remember White Wedding?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good video and song.
Agreed.
I'll let y'all talk about it and stuff, so I'll hang up.
Okay.
Okay, that's three at 5:52. I think we're on to
that one hurt a little.
Yeah, okay. So we asked, what are the odds Clowney's traded? I would trade the guy, but I think you missed.
I don't think it'll happen.
I think you missed your window.
I do too. I think that time's come and gone.
I think before the draft, you could have gotten a nice package for him.
Package.
You know, I don't like talking about people's packages. But shall I rephrase, Your Honor? I think you could have gotten a really nice return.
Okay, I'll take that.
Is that better than package?
How do I summon a succubus? I want to bleep a hot demon.
You should give him one of your ex-wife's phone numbers.
Yeah, well, that's not pretty easy to do. I did refer to her as a demon.
What if you summon a demon and it's a dude demon who's got a big hunk of something for you that you're not going to want? What are you going to do? Be like, oh, yeah, you're not the demon I called. I'm not looking to hook up with you. It's a demon. He's going to take what he wants. Do they have all this stuff in London?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Definitely.
It's not like a third world country?
No. It's okay. Fine.
Is there Wi-Fi on the plane?
There better be Wi-Fi on the plane. It's going to be like a 9-hour flight. I'm going to be watching some porn or something.
No, don't watch porn on a plane. That's incredibly inappropriate.
Not if I have my own little private area there.
We're going to watch Mary Poppins, because that's what you do when you're in London.
There is a porno called Mary Poppins, so...
Well, we're going to London, and you should come with us. Yeah. Stupid stuff.
We've said this week.
Interesting week, to say the least. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Hope everybody has an awesome, awesome weekend, and enjoy your extra day off. Good luck if you're out at the track tonight or coming to the track. AJ, hope you have a great one, too.
Tyler, hey, you too, Freddie.
Same to you, Aaron. Hope you guys enjoy yourselves.
We talk about your sex life on Monday?
No. I'm not talking about bleep on Monday.
How about Tuesday?
I would have done it Monday. You had your chance.
Tuesday?
No, you had your chance. You said Monday. I was agreeing, and then no.
You said no on Monday.
No, I said no to Tuesday. Oh, get the bleep out of here. All right, everybody have a good one. Till Tuesday, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.